Nolte, Knowles Dana Bash has one job, protect Kamala Harris. By John Nolte on August 28, 2024. Incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris and her stolen valor support liar Tim Walz will sit down with CNN's Dana Bash on Thursday for Kamala's first unscripted appearance in the 6 weeks since her successful coup against his fraudulent C. Joe Biden. This is the thing to remember about the interview. CNN chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash will have only one objective, do no harm to Kamala's candidacy. Knowles is no longer concerned with its credibility and has not been for over a decade. A news outlet concerned about its professional integrity would have fired Jake Tapper for spooging over Kamala's convention speech like a 19-year-old virgin in a strip club backroom. CNN is concerned with only one thing, and that is to hold on to its residual viewership of 500,000 hardcore leftists who enjoy being lied to. Additionally, a news outlet looking to be seen as a news outlet would never have agreed to pre-tape Kamala's interview or allow her to bring along her stolen valor support liar A. Walz. Vice President Kakali McNever Border Czar is supposed to be interviewing for the most important job in the world. If she can't sit down alone and on live TV, she should not be allowed to sit down at all. Along with her disgraced employer, serial liar, and left-wing activist Dana Bash knows that if she does any damage to Kamala in what is now a tie race against the orange bad man, two things will happen that she will not allow to happen. 1. CNN ratings could drop from near zero to below zero. And 2. Dana Bash will have betrayed her tribe and lose what is more important to fake journalists than anything else, including their own souls, status. Dana Bash knows that if she grills Kamala half as hard as she did Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance, Kamala will collapse. Dana Bash ALS knows she could never live with herself or retain her status among the worst people in the world if she helps Donald Trump win re-election. The beauty of taping the interview is this. Bash can pretend to grill Kamala but then edit out everything that makes Kamala look bad. That's a win-win. Bash pretends to be tough and Kamala is edited into something more than what she is, a far-left radical moron. Republican politicians prefer live interviews because they know the corporate media will use the edit to make them look bad. Democrats prefer taped interviews because they know the media use the edit to make them look good. So that's the thing to keep in mind as the interview approaches. The days of Tim Russert interrogating Democrats are over. Like everyone else in the corporate media, Dana Bash is only concerned with status. Her top goal during this interview will be to retain or boost that status, which means protecting Kamala at all costs. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.